It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb! Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb! Wall Dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Ramalama Ding Dong, rock and roll is king.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
I would take it that the fires of hell would be what takes care of that particular problem.
Ah, bro! The best part of that video is that he's got this group of like five or six people who are on the stage with him, and they're repeating everything he says. He'll be like, COVID-19, and they'll go, COVID-19. And at one point, he just stops and goes, poof, and they all go, poof, right behind him. Just make the sound effect. Of course, they're blowing it away.
Yeah, they've got it under control. Now, is this a church atmosphere?
Yeah, it's, I think, what's the name of that pastor? He's like a famous pastor, and I forget who that is. Well, oh, yeah, that's right, Copeland, the Pastor Copeland. And he's in one of those mega churches, and you see this guy on TV all the time, and he did that speech that we played last week, and it was, I mean, it's really funny. It's obviously over the top, but the dude who put that to music is super talented. That's great. Like that is, I mean, that's a banger right there. Like I find myself like nodding my head and actually getting into it. But yeah, he was. I didn't get to hear his Easter whatever it's called, his homily. This the homily's a Catholic thing, so I don't know what his thing is called. But either way, I did not get to hear it. I'm sure it was just as intense if it had to do with COVID.
Now, did you do a virtual thing happening with the Catholic Church?
Yeah, we do that on Sundays. It's just you watch it, and it's weird because it's like three people in this big empty church. I think a lot of people did that, and they sat and watched it. And I mean, it's definitely strange, but yeah. I mean, that's what I think most people had to do this Sunday for their masses.
Yeah, my sleep schedule is so screwed up. I was up at like 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday. On Saturday I slept till like 1 p.m, and then yesterday I was up at 3:30 in the morning. So my sleep schedule is just fantastic. I'm very much enjoying this now. The inability to have any kind of proper schedule is fantastic. Just on for some reason on Saturdays I just sleep like all day.
God bless you.
God bless me. Then the next day I'm up.
I know, but
at 3 a.m.
The actual idea of sleeping until 1 p.m. sounds fantastic. I could never do it.
Why?
I could never sleep that late.
Why?
I don't know. I'd love to. I just can't. I don't know whether it's just after a decade of this being used to the schedule and my eyes still popping open at 4:30 or 5 in the morning, regardless of what day it is. Or I've tried to sleep late, and I can't get past 9:30. I can't do it.
Even though the children are not bothering you, even though that, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you don't open your eyes at any point, but I'm saying that you have the ability to sit in bed.
Yes.
Until 1 p.m.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't do it. Once we get to 9:30 or 10, I feel like I should be, you know, just getting up and doing something. I don't know.
What
I don't know.
What is there to do?
It's a handicap in this case.
All right, I'm not the one breathing in the mic today. But but what is there to do?
Nothing.
I mean, what do you got to do?
Literally
nothing.
Nothing to do.
Well, on Saturdays. On Saturdays, I had 10,000 sports I had to take them to. Now there's nothing.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's nothing to do.
I guess it's like on Saturday, it's one of those things where I guess my entire job is to wear out my kids so they go to sleep and they don't beat each other up.
Yeah.
It's just keep them from beating each other up and keep it so they can go to sleep and not be up all night. And that's basically what my Saturdays are. Find ways to get them running around.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have to. I mean, what are they going to run around? What's the difference between 10 and 1? I mean, they're going to run around either way. What time do your kids go to sleep?
Usually around like 9, 9:30.
Oh, so yeah, you get up at 1. You got 8.5 hours running them around.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't have to get up at 9 to run them around for 12 hours.
I can't sleep till 1, but that's because my body feels at 2 to 3 p.m. every afternoon that I have to take a nap. So it's like, okay, well, 1. It's kind of programmed that way.
Well, so that's what happens to me, too.
Yeah. So you wake up at 1 and then take another nap at 3.
Yep. That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Is that I will get up. So I got up at like noon. And I was up for like a half an hour, and then I was like, now I have to go take a nap. And then I slept till 3:30. And then yesterday I was up, I was up at, they got 3:30 in the morning. And I went on the dumb Peloton, and then I sat there again and just sat there. I went on Instagram and talk to 124 people to have something to do. And then I finally was able to go back to sleep a little bit. And then is anyone confused when you're taking a nap and you think that it's in the evening?
Oh, that's happened before. Yeah, sure. That's happened before. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you think that it's like in the morning. But in fact, it is in the afternoon.
When the sun went down at like 4 during those couple of months, there was times where I got up from a nap and I woke up and took a shower and like made breakfast. And I like thinking that I was like late for. I got up and I was getting ready for work, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I would think it was actually like, instead of it being 3:30 in the afternoon, I thought it was like 3:30 in the morning because the sun had already started going down. It's like, Oh my God. So yeah, that's when it really messes you up. At least now when you wake up from a nap, more than likely the sun's up. You know, it's
no. I mean,
later.
You figure it out quick, but yeah. there is that. You know, oh my God, did I sleep until the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, oh,
so,
yeah.
My whole body quiet. And then people go, oh, well, you got to stay on the same schedule. And you're saying to yourself, well, how is that possible? how is that possible, staying on the same schedule? What am I, Superman? Am I a magician? There's no way I'm going to stay on the same schedule. But nonetheless, that is... That is what's going on in my home. And we had a virtual dinner with my parents yesterday, which I'm loving everything virtual. It's a lot of fun to do things virtually. I actually had a neighbor over yesterday, which was magnetic. It was incredible. So I had a human contact for the first time in forever. So look at me go. That was my weekend. It's virtual Easter with my parents, and then I had a guy over for an hour. So there you have it.
Zoom is exhausting, by the way. Is anybody like getting, like, when you're on Zoom? Does it, like, really wear you out? It's one of those things where it's like there's, like, 10 different faces and you're talking and everyone's talking and it's just one of those things where at the end of it, it's like, it sucks. It's like driving in rush hour traffic. It's exhausting mentally.
I've only done it once. I mean, well, who are you doing it with?
It's always on in our house constantly because, like, with school, that's another thing. Is that, you know, during the school day, there's like several screens at once all going with like a ton of faces. So you got to be careful what rooms you walk into and you got to make sure you're fully clothed at all times.
Yes.
And on the other part of that is that the schools, now this sucks. Unlike some people, a lot of people want their kids to be doing the school stuff. It's awful because you have to help them with everything. And it's more work for you than it is for anybody. And the days that they're off of school are awesome because they can just do whatever they want to do. They can play and goof off. So there is this contingency of people that since the marathon has been canceled, they want to add an extra day of school for Patriots Day, for Marathon Monday. And I'm like, F that with a gigantic middle finger. I do not want that to happen. Give me one day off. Give me a break where I don't have to go and teach my kids until 9 o'clock at night till they go to sleep, because that's what it ends up being. And the kids get exhausted by it. And you could tell the Zoom is wearing them down as well. But there's this group of people who want who are treating school online as like a babysitter, that just want their kids to sit in front of a computer so they don't have to do anything. They're obviously not sitting with them with hours trying to make them crank through their work, because unfortunately when your child's a third grader, they're not self-sufficient enough to rip through everything that they want, that they're supposed to do.
You're doing it too much stuff.
The school's doing too much stuff.
It should be, well, you kids go to private school, it should be over by,
well, it doesn't matter, it's the same thing with most schools right
now. No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. It's not. Who do you know that goes to public school?
A ton of people I know that go to public school.
Okay, so that's not what they do in public school.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, my friends who go to public school, it's about 2.5 to 3 hours of Zoom a day. And then they have a bunch of assignments. Now, a lot of them are due on the following Monday, but they have to discuss them the next day on the Zoom. John, I don't know if your kids are anything similar to this, but it seems to be...
What time are your kids off of done with the work?
My kids have classes, in quotation marks, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., and then... You know, my kids are still in elementary school, so there are specials like art and gym. And one of my kids has like a math club or reading club, whatever the case may be.
So they're done by 1:30.
They're done by 1:30, and their assignments aren't nearly as bad as yours, Rich. Mine have an extra hour and a half of work after
them. Yeah, I mean, the idea that 8 or 9 o'clock is not a good way of doing things.
Yeah. If I did that, Rich, I'd be dead by now. Seriously.
It's insane because not only is it three hours of Zoom, it's about like 2 hours of, you know, having to do, as you said, an hour to hour and a half of homework. But it's more than that because, as you said, with these specials, they have to watch these videos as well. Like, now, I don't know if you've gotten sent all these videos.
Do you still have to pay?
For school?
Yeah.
Of course.
Pull them out of the school.
You can't pull them out of school. They won't go to the next year. You can't just pull a kid out of school.
Put them in public school.
Well, I mean, you can't just take a kid mid-year out and switch schools.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely can.
No, you can't. You can't, especially in the middle of a pandemic. You can't do that. It screws up
with
everything.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Rich, I got kicked out of private school and was able to maintain
You're saying in the middle of a pandemic, the best thing to do would be for my kids to change schools.
If they're working them till 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I would say yes. It would be the perfect time to change schools.
Yes, it is absolutely exhausting.
Well, they're doing too much work.
Yeah, that I agree with. That I agree with.
Well, send them to public school. They don't have to do that much work.
Most kids in public school are doing a lot of work right now.
Not like that. I mean, you just talked
to me.
John
seems to be fairly similar.
No, he doesn't. He's just said the exact opposite.
No, he didn't. He said his kids on from 8:30 in the morning to about 1:30 in the afternoon, and then they have an hour and a half of homework.
No. It's the classes they have. Now, today's a little different, but most days it's an hour and a half of class in the morning, and then they get like a 15-minute break, and then there are specials after that, each lasting a half an hour. But the school part of the day is done before noon.
Yes.
And then there's work after that, which lasts an hour or an hour and a half.
Yeah, so they're done by 1:15.
Yeah. Which is
the same with both my kids. Yeah, they're done by 1:15. If your kids are working at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, they're wasting their time.
Now, that's obviously with, like, time, you know, a break in the middle. Like, between 3 and 6,
I mean,
they're not doing anything.
I mean, John and I's kids are done by 1:15. I mean, it's too much.
Yep, it's definitely too much. And now they want to add Monday. They want to actually add Marathon Monday. I'm like, are you insane? Why would you ever do that?
But pull them out of the private school.
You can't pull them out. Can't pull them out of school.
Pull them out and put them into public school.
You can't. That is the dumbest statement. You can't pull a kid out of school in the middle of a pandemic. And also, they've only got like 2 months left.
But why couldn't you pull them out?
Do you know how ridiculously tough that would be right now? Do you think that schools would just be open to, oh, yeah, you know, come on over and check out our curriculum during the middle of a pandemic? Everyone's working remotely. They can't, all these people, first of all, it's just a dumb statement. It's not even worth addressing. You can't change schools in the middle of a pandemic with 2 months left.
I mean, I got kicked out of private school.
I know you got kicked out, but I mean, you can't just switch schools in the middle of a pandemic. It's not even worth discussing.
What, there's a precedent for this?
No, there isn't.
I would
that's
pull
why
my kids out of the private
ridiculous.
School.
What's that?
I would pull my kids out of the school.
But you can't do that in the middle of a school, like with 2 months left. You can't do that. In a pandemic, you can't do that.
Have you explored the possibility?
No, because it's ridiculous. It's stupid. And also, it's just you grin and bear it. You got 2 months left. It sucks. It's weird for everybody. But you just...
How much is that bad boy costing you?
What, private school?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the one thing that's worth investing for my kids right now.
Well, all right. Well, what are you popping out there? 60 grand?
What's that?
You popping out 60 grand?
No. Are you kidding me? No, of course not. No, nowhere near that. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, you pay higher prices in Newton for better schools, and we don't do that, so.
I think the Boston Public Schools, that they tax you fairly high for the schools. You're telling me it's not 60 grand between the two of them?
No.
Between you and I?
It's nowhere near that.
You swear to God?
Yep.
Nowhere near meaning I'm how far away from the...
You are very far away. It's nowhere near that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Because I know people who go to that school. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, sir, that you are a cad that is not telling the absolute truth.
Who do you know that goes to that school? And if they're telling you that it's anywhere near that, then they are.
I know hedge fund guys that go to that school.
Who?
I'm not going to say their names.
Because if they're telling you that's the amount, then they're insane. It's nowhere near that.
So, 20 grand a kid?
It's worth every penny for my kid. That's it. It's the one stupid thing that I agreed. I don't drive a nice car like you, Fred. I don't drive a Jaguar. I don't like wear nice clothes. I don't do anything like that. I'm not a member of a country club. The one thing I spend
money on. No, you have a house in Nantucket.
It's an investment. It's an investment. Yes, that's an investment. That's not money wasted. That's an investment. But it's the one thing that I spend money on is the education for my kid.
I have a $40,000
car. You have a Jaguar.
A $40,000 Jaguar. How much was your car?
Well, I got it used, like I get all my cars. So it was, let me see, it's a 2014. And in 2014, I think I got it for about 36.
Okay, so I have a $4,000 more, a car that cost $4,000 more than yours. You see?
Mm-hmm.
$50,000?
For my car? No.
I'm messing with you, Rich. Jesus.
Did you really think he's going to let this go?
I'm messing with you. Jesus. All right, what's coming up?
Oh, well, it looks like Major League Baseball has come up with a fairly interesting plan for what they think might end up happening. And I, to be quite honest, it's one of the few things that's been proposed that sounds like it might actually be a fun thing to watch.
All right. We will hear all about that in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is happening? Last evening, what did we miss?
Well, as all the leagues start preparing for every possible scenario to get their sport back up and running, Major League Baseball is proposing one idea that actually sounds like a pretty damn entertaining shakeup. A plan that has been proposed, according to USA Today, would eliminate the traditional American and National Leagues for 2020 and realign all six divisions for an abbreviated season. Their plan would have all 30 teams returning to their spring training sites in Florida and Arizona, playing regular season games only in those two states and without fans in an effort to, of course, reduce travel, minimize the risks in the middle of the pandemic. The divisions would be realigned based on the geography of their spring training homes. So it would allow teams to return to, of course, the comfort of their spring training sites and basically have like a home there for 3 weeks of training, which would also include exhibition games before opening the regular season and playing a schedule with wholly different divisional opponents. There'd be two leagues, the Grapefruit and the Cactus Leagues, basically the teams who practice in Florida and the ones who practice out west. In the Grapefruit League, you'd have three divisions, the North, the East, and the division that the Red Sox would appear in, the South. In the Red Sox division, they'd have the Twins, the Braves, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Baltimore Orioles. That would be an interesting mix of teams that they would put together. Now, you'd have, like, the Yankees. They'd be in the North League, but they would play the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Pirates. And in the East, you'd have the Washington Nationals, the Astros, the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Miami Marlins. And
then so, basically, the Yankees would go on. They would go 162 and up.
I was just going to say, the Yankees are going to tear right through that. No problem.
That does look fairly top-heavy there. Because, Yankees,
they would never
Phillies,
lose.
Jays, Tigers, and Pirates, they would pretty much
I mean, the Pirates are okay, but the rest, not good.
Well, first of all, how much would it suck playing all of your games in Arizona all summer? I mean, these practice facilities, they're not in domes either, so it sucked for them. I mean, you got Chase Field in Phoenix that you can toss, you know, a game a day in, but that's a lot of games with no domes in Arizona in the middle of the summer. And listen, Florida in the summer is no walk in the park either. It gets sweltering down there. But at least with, like, the Cactus League, all of your teams are within, like, an hour's drive of each other. In Florida, you're all over the place. Now, earlier this week, following a report by ESPN, there was discussions, you know, that we've talked about this, about doing the season exclusively in Arizona. But now they're kind of rethinking all of that. And actually, USA Today made a pretty good point. They said it could be a massive boon for TV because you could have a captive audience the entire day. Games in Florida could begin at 11 a.m., and you'd still have games in primetime for the East Coast, and then time slots would permit the West Coast teams to play in primetime games in Arizona. So all throughout the day, you'd be able to stagger, and we'd have baseball on all day long. And on top of that, as far as the DH, this plan would include that the DH would likely be universally implemented as well. Now, that sounds kind of cool for once the entire league having a DH.
Boo.
I kind of like that.
No, I hate that.
Why?
Because if they want to slow down games, I'm sorry, if they want to speed up games, the worst thing you can have is a DH.
Well, I just like it universal either way. I almost don't even care which way you go. I mean, there's the purists who would like the pitchers to be able to hit, and then there's people who like the DH, you know, for the big bats. I just want it to be universal. I've always thought it was ridiculous.
Well. It is ridiculous, and the thing is that to be a manager in the AL is far easier than being a manager in the National League, and there's no strategy involved. You just roll out nine guys and have to manage your bullpen, but the National League is a far better product, in my opinion, and games are much faster, so... I am not a fan of the DH. So the universal DH I don't like. So they basically thrown in the towel and said that we're not going to be able to play games in various cities.
Well, yeah. I think the travel, part of it, they're kind of looking at it and going, we don't know if this is going to be realistic. Now, the winner of the Cactus League in Arizona would play the winner of the Grapefruit League in Florida for the World Series. Now, they also, once again, this source told USA Today that nothing has been put in concrete because really you can't put anything in concrete until the virus is gone and everything's up and running. So this is kind of one of those things where beggars can't be choosers. But, you know, at least I like these plans they're coming out with. And I kind of welcome any kind of thing that will shake up baseball because I think baseball's been broken for a long time. And just at least trying something like this because that's what you kind of got to do. But I got no problem with that at all.
Yeah, but it's a one-shot deal. I mean, it's not like this change is going to be implemented 2 years from now. You know what
I'm saying? Well, the one thing that you might take from this is let's say that everyone seems to like having a universal DH. Maybe that ends up being something
they take
from this.
Players union will love
it. I know.
Players union will love the universal DH. It's more jobs for people.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's bad for the game. Wouldn't you agree, John, that the National League product is superior to the
National League product? The National League product is faster, Fred, but I would say it's no fun watching a pitcher get up and strike out three times either.
Well, no, because the pitcher also does not have to strike out. The pitcher can move runners along. A pitcher can be moved. You can double shift.
I understand that, but I think the casual baseball fan would rather take the home run from the DH instead of a strikeout or a
sacrifice
bunt from the
pitcher. Look at where that's gotten them. Well, look where that's gotten them.
I understand the games are longer.
No, and how
I mean,
are the ratings?
You got to choose one or the other.
Do you want
entertainment or do you want fast?
They want fast. I mean, everything that they've implemented is to be fast. And so the entertainment of seeing Jackie Bradley Jr. hit is not exactly, you know, must-see television.
Well, that's more funny than entertaining.
Right. Would you rather have Adam Wainwright up or Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Well, Jackie Bradley Jr., just for the entertainment value of watching him strike out for the eighth time in a row.
Well, then you're just taking guys like David Ortiz out of the game altogether.
Well, no, they'd have to play him at first base. So would you rather, John, if you had to, if you were a manager and it was one at bat, would you rather have Adam Wainwright hitting or Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Jackie Bradley Jr., because at least he can hit a home run.
I'd rather have Wainwright for one at bat.
Yes, I'd rather have Jackie Bradley Jr. up.
Okay, that's fair enough, but there is a debate to be had about that, correct?
I don't know how you know far more about this than I do. How good a hitter is Wainwright?
I mean, Wainwright, you know, hits every fifth day. I get he hits like 175.
Bradley hits about 50 points higher.
Yeah, but he plays every day.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have Wainwright hit.
Okay. I'll take the position player.
Okay. I think, but my point is not if you would, my point is though valid in that there is debate to be said. I mean, there are some guys, very few, but there are pitchers that can hit. Now, you also have to be able to lay down a bunt. You have to, there's things that you have to do. It requires managers to double shift.
The strategy is good. For the baseball purist, you're a National League fan. Because the strategy is there, the double switches, the, you know, you have to manage your bullpen based on the double switches and maybe put an offensive player that isn't necessarily as good out to replace the position player, and that might cost you in later innings. I understand all of that.
Or you make it switches for defense. I mean, yes, it's a better product.
Yeah, but it's more strategic. What you said about National League, more strategic and quicker. Yes.
Okay, so it's faster, which is, we all agree the league wants, right?
I think it's faster, yes.
And it requires more savvy than the American League. So I don't know why you would put a designated hitter. And the argument that, well, the designated hitter, you know, play Ortiz at first base.
Getting back to Rich's point, though, if you have games, and Rich, if you have games in Arizona – that start at noon Pacific or Mountain or wherever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Noon Mountain, and it's 105 degrees at first pitch.
Yeah.
Then you have a problem.
It's going to be miserable, and I don't know if that's something that they've truly thought through. Because, I mean, think about those games that are at Texas Stadium in Arlington, the ones that you know, even at 6 p.m. or whatever, where the sun happens to hit, you know, there's only one side that gets the shade? The players, you've heard them completely bitch and moan. There's a reason there's no day games there anymore because you would just fry.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that, and they would have to cram in this season too. I mean, there'd be a lot of double headers. So think about that. What if you had a double header in Arizona in the middle of the summer? It sounds like a nightmare out there.
You'd have to start the games at 5 Mountain or 6 Mountain, something like that. All the games, once you really get into the heart of summer, all the games in Arizona could not start at noon. You couldn't
There are nights, even in Texas, and I know in Arizona, where even when the sun is down, it's high 90s.
Yeah.
So think about how unbearable that would be to try to get any kind of game in while sunlight's up, much less at night. So I don't think that that's feasible. And from what I know, I think there's only one domed stadium, at least in Florida. You've got Tampa Bay that you could put one in there. What's the other one that they've got? There's another domed stadium that's in Florida as well. I'm drawing a blank.
Is Miami is not a
dome? No, Miami's outdoors.
Yeah, Miami's outdoors. So,
No, but it has like a because I was just in Marlins Park. It's got like a big
does it have a
retractable roof?
It does. Yeah, it's got a roof.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can play there, but in Arizona you just have that one field. So you know you can do one, maybe even two games a day. But think you've got half the league playing there. You're going to be a lot of games where you're going to be outdoors in the sweltering heat. It just seems like a bad plan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to play, you know, in different cities by a certain point in the summer, you would hope. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, well, let's get to another league has got another contingency plan and another league shuts down and Tom Brady's pretty corny.
Oh, well, you don't say. All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fox Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich, and Rich is giving us some hope, thinking, or saying, knowing that they have yet to cancel in August the big Motley Crue show going on at Fenway Park.
There was another interview I saw with Ricky Rocket of Poison, and he says this thing still, that nobody's told him otherwise, they are ready to go on tour. And they're ready to earn their, I think, $200 million this thing is supposed to gross, which is a lot of money lost for guys who probably need it if they end up canceling that tour.
How much do you think Bobby Dahl gets out of that, the bassist for Poison? How much do you think that he clears out of that whole thing?
Oh, man.
Sandwiches?
Probably a couple sandwiches. Probably
gets like that. He gets the catering. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, Bobby Dahl just basically was one of those one-note guys. Listen to Unskinny Bop. It's literally one note.
Oh, yeah.
I
think it's an open E. He's not even, like, holding the... His left hand's not doing anything.
Right. He can do the whole song, like, scratching his head, you know, and just doesn't have to even play that.
And then it took CeCe to just go, like, let's make this a hit.
Scoop-la-doodle-doo-doo. That's the cheesiest video ever. They had this, like, digital woman dancing, or, like, it was supposed to...
And Bret Michaels danced with the digital woman.
not quite MC Scat Cat and Paula Abdul, but close.
No. It was like a hologram.
Yes, but a really, really 1991 cheesy hologram. So that is one of the all-time
Poison and
videos.
Cheese?
Yes, yeah, lots of cheese.
Never have I heard the two put together.
Well, the NBA, they've continued to tweak their comeback plan, and this one seems to be the most realistic. Take it away, Mr. Windhorst.
They're spending a lot of time, Jay, getting a back-to-basketball plan ready. They hope they get to use it. And in talking to executives and trainers around the league, what they're looking at is a 25-day return-to-basketball window. Hopefully, at some point, they can enact it. An 11-day series of individual workouts, where there'd be social distancing for a period of time. And then, hopefully, if the clearance comes that they can play 5-on-5 basketball, a 14-day training camp. So as you hope for the country to heal and the virus to get better, look for at least about a 3.5 to 4 week return date before you'd ever get back to game.
That just doesn't sound like, I mean, if it's going to take a whole month just to get warmed up, Man, you're running out of time, but they think this 25-day back-to-basketball plan is going to be enough, 11 days of individual workouts and a 14-day training camp, and then possibly that proposed quarantine playoff in Las Vegas. They would also alter their schedule upon a return to play. There could be a possibility of just canceling the regular season, which they're going to have to do, or shorten playoffs. They're both on the table right now. However, the league does want Labor Day weekend to be the end of the season, no matter what. So let me think. With the 25-day return, and let's say the playoffs take 5 weeks, what are you thinking? Like the end of June is when they would have to have all this back, like starting?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But,
so,
but the thing is, Rich, I don't think you could come out and come back any faster than what Windhorst says the NBA is proposing. Because you got guys like Jason Tatum that haven't shot a basketball in a month. You know, so I mean, you got to get these guys somewhat sharp. Otherwise, when you do return, the product is going to be lousy.
I don't believe that Jason Tatum hasn't, by the way, taken a shot. That he couldn't go somewhere and that they would have a rim for him. I mean, I don't believe that for a second. I mean, my kids have taken shots.
Well, that's just what he says. I mean, he's saying that he hasn't taken a shot.
I don't believe him. But the. I don't know. If you look at these European countries, they're slow in that where the coronavirus hit around the same time as it did here. They're slowly now they're not playing, you know, major events with lots of people in them, but they're slowly opening businesses and you know, kind of rolling them out there. So we'll see. I mean, I certainly think they'll be able to play 5-on-5.
Well, China doesn't have it yet, and China hit like that all hit what 2 months before here.
Yeah,
but Sweden,
so 2 months from now
Norway
would be the middle of June. So I mean, you're looking at China, and you know they really were tough on their lockdown, and they're still not playing sports, and they were 2 months ahead of us. So think about that. 2 months from now is the middle of June, and they want to start this at the end of June, realistically. Ew, that's a lot.
Is that there's a lot of European countries that got hit in mid-March that are slowly opening small businesses, and they're gonna, and that's their strategy, is that they're gonna, and then they are putting people who are immune compromised and older people, and telling them to stay inside, but they are opening the smaller businesses, and they're kind of doing a slow rollout to see how that works. So, I mean, you would think that they could have 5 people or 10 people in a gym with a couple refs and, you know, whatever else. So we'll see.
Well,
I certainly don't think there's going to be crowds.
No. That's why they're going to do it in Las Vegas, where it's quarantined. It's everyone is, you know, stays. Every team goes to Las Vegas, and they all have to stay there during their time, and they get tested as they go in and out. That was the plan for this playoff thing that they wanted to do out there in Vegas. So yeah, it would not be open to an audience or a crowd.
Because I'm imagining that there, I mean, Baker hasn't even canceled school, so I'm wondering. How slow a rollout this is, if they're going to start. Wasn't yesterday supposed to be the peak of all of this? So
yeah, like this week, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're going to do the European model, and, you know, the European model, they open their schools and then small businesses, so we'll see how that goes. We'll see what happens with that.
Well, unfortunately, one league that will not be coming back is the XFL. All operations were suspended Friday morning as they laid off nearly all of its staff. The league currently has no plans to return in 2021. Now listen, the XFL, we all agree, came up with some pretty cool ideas, and matter of fact, the NFL is looking to steal a couple of them next season. How anyone thought, however, that this would be a viable league with no stars was just laughable. From day one, how could you look at that when what happened with the AAL, that league that, you know,
AAF.
Had the AAF, yeah. How anyone could look at that and go, well, if that didn't succeed, the XFL will definitely succeed, is just, why he sunk money into that. It's another Vince McMahon hit to his stock portfolio.
Be his money. He had to have grifted people. There's no way that he, I gotta believe that. I mean, he's so, well, then again, he gave his wife $2 trillion to run for the Senate, and she lost.
Well, so, they were going to finish
not
the season,
making
though.
Wise investment decisions.
Yes.
Vince McMahon not having a good year.
No, Vince McMahon. No. Who couldn't see that coming? The XFL. Yeah, I would highly doubt that they're coming back.
I just heard a bunch of people when the season starts, like, you don't understand. It's different, man. It's different, and it's, you know, they got these new rules and stuff. And I'm like, if you don't have stars, people aren't going to watch. And they didn't make even kind of any effort to get real stars in there. I mean, there wasn't even, like, I'm telling you, they should have just thrown money at a couple of big names just to see if they, just a ridiculous amount of money, just so people would tune in, and then maybe they realized this thing was dead on arrival from the beginning. I just want to know what, as you were saying, Fred, the sales pitch was that got people to invest in this league, because who would possibly invest in that league? It didn't work
because
the first time.
Vince has more money than anybody else. That's the thing. That, at least this league would have paid their players for the entire 10 games, like, unlike the AAF. That's the thing. I mean, this league would have made it all the way through at least one season.
Well, yeah, especially when you're topping out at 30 grand per player. You're really giving them an opportunity to make a lot of money.
And then you've got, of course, when it comes to Vince McMahon, the WWE confirmed this weekend that someone in its ranks was infected with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So they're saying, okay, that it was an on-camera talent but not a wrestler. That's Gronk. Like, that's Gronk, right? Like, who is an on-camera talent, well, other than, like, the one or two announcers, that's not a wrestler?
It's got to be one of the two announcers or Gronk, one of those guys.
Yeah, that's Gronk or one of the two guys, because there's nobody else, right? There's not a Virgil, is there? There's not, like, a guy who, like, a lackey anymore, right?
Is that called an attaché?
I guess the guy who carries the suitcase, right?
Yes,
right.
I would say that is a... I am unaware, but I would imagine that Gronkowski, there's a handful of guys it could be. And it would be Gronkowski could certainly be one of them. But if Gronkowski has it, I have a feeling that he'll be okay. He seems to be in pretty good shape.
He started showing symptoms, this person, in late March after their last batch of tapings, they said, including WrestleMania 36. Sounds suspect. Apparently, the person went to dinner with some hospital worker friends and got tested soon afterwards. When the test came back positive, the employee went into quarantine and remained there. The WWE said, we believe it's a matter of low risk to WWE talent and staff, as the individual and a roommate became symptomatic in the days following the exposure to two people working with an acute health care on the evening of March 26. First of all, if you're doing this, why... Oh, my God, they're so dumb. Apparently, they said the employee had no contact with anyone from the WWE since being exposed to those two individuals. Since being exposed to those two individuals, they're doing well and made a complete recovery. In other words, the league will carry on. This all sounds like lies. It sounds like they got busted that somebody had it, and now they're, like, spinning it to make it sound like we're not horrible people for continuing and having WrestleMania, even though we know somebody on the set had coronavirus. Doesn't that sound that way to me? Like, nothing. Like, none of the timelines seem to be making sense or matching up. This is, once again, Vince McMahon just having the ultimate year.
Yeah. He's doing really good. Yeah, this is, he's, well, listen, I guess the numbers for, one of them, Kowloon crew, tweeted out the numbers. Or retweeted a wrestler who tweeted out the numbers.
So we just said, Dr. Friends, Gronk officially cleared.
That's right. A doctor in gynecology. All right, Rich, we will be back in just a moment with some lighthearted entertainment for the people.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.